Alleluia. Christ is risen. Such a wonderful and honoring blessing from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that I'm given this opportunity to speak to all my brothers and sisters in Christ. When I look into the pews, I see the church Catholic, where there's all nations of all people bounded and binded by the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by the grace of God. When I look into all of you, I see that we are all different in ways, but at the very same time, when we speak this universal language of agape love, people see that we are that very image that reflecting the love of Christ. And that, therefore, is what makes us look like Christ. Not by our looks, not by how we speak, but by our actions. Our actions through love is when people see that this is the church of God. These are children of God. And these are brothers and sisters. When I think about this symposium, I remember the 4 years that I spent here at the seminary wandering this multi-ethnic symposium. We have this, and yet at the same time, we have the other symposium. And sometimes I wonder, why can't we just have one symposium for just the whole entire seminary? But yes, I understand it is necessary that sometimes we must have these multi-ethnic symposiums so that way each and every single one of us can come out here and show our uniqueness in how we worship Christ. But at the same time, I wonder why we can't just speak this one universal language of agape love that binds us together in Christ. Experts say that when it comes to communication, 55% of how we communicate comes through our body language. We come to the seminary, we learn about Greek, we learn Hebrew, we learn Latin and German, we learn theology. But when we get out into the field, the one language that matters is the universal language of agape love. I've been with a Hmong mission for over 2.5 years. I've tried to communicate with them in the Hmong language, in the English language. I try to teach them theology day and night until I get frustrated. But at the same time, I realized that the simplest thing was just to really show them how much I can love them as Christ has loved me. And that was the one universal language that I can communicate thoroughly to each and every single one of my parishioners. I even remember when some of my professors would say, it doesn't matter how much you know until people know how much you love them. Yes, until people know how much you love them. Each and every single one of us here sitting in these pews, I look at all of us as a group and individuals. We've all been giving the blessings in Christ to live out our lives in the universal language of agape love. We bear each other's suffering. we love one another as Christ has loved us. We care for those who are less fortunate. We give to those who are needy. We sacrifice our lives for maybe 8 or 10 years, putting ourselves into school. We travel all over the world, leaving our families. And this is what we do and how we communicate to the world through that universal language of agape love. And if 55% of how we communicate is through that body language, we ought to pay more attention to how we live our lives to show people how it is that we identify ourselves in Christ. Yes, there are 7,000 different languages out there, if not more. There's probably only about 1,000 to maybe 1,200 languages that are used on a daily basis. Cantonese and Mandarin is the most spoken language, is the language that most people speak in this world. But the Church of God, we speak the universal language of agape love. That communicates across to all cultures, communicates to all people. When we hold out our arms, that is communicating to someone that we want to give them a hug. When we stick out our hand, that is us communicating to them that we want to connect with them. When we smile, we are communicating to people the joy that we have that lives in us. When we give, we're shown to people that this is the action of love. For 2 years being in the mission in Eau Claire, I've worked with many of my leaders, many of my elders, and some of the people who pay great attention to theology, to the biblical texts. But I have one particular parishioner. She doesn't speak English. She doesn't read or write in English. She can't even read in her own ethnic language, which is Hmong. But yet, every year, she brings over 12 to maybe 15 people to church. And it humbles me as her pastor. It makes me think, how is it possible that this person here who doesn't know how to read or write, yet she doesn't even understand theology, and she's bringing people to church, to Bible studies, to conferences. It is through that universal language of agape love that she communicates to her friends and her family. She teaches them how good it is to be loved by Christ. And because of that, she does things differently from most of us who think that we have the words and we have the wisdom to go out there and bring people to church or teach them about the gospel. But the simplest thing that she does is just loving people as Christ loved her, sacrificing every day of her life for those that she has the opportunity to witness the gospel to. We forget sometimes that when Christ was walking here on earth, Yes, he said a lot of things. But most of what was written about what Christ did. His actions. His actions of agape love. Forgiving the sins of those who would come to Christ seeking his forgiveness and mercy. He would love the widow, the prostitute, the blind, the deaf. Christ did these things, and it was written by the witness of the gospel writers for us to hear. But once we hear it, it also is a living word in us where we live it out, communicating the universal language of agape love to the world. And when we do that, we are no longer just Hmong or American or German, Hispanic, Latino, African. We are children of God. Just as we see in Christ. In the love of God in Christ, he would care for the whole entire community that he would walk upon, those who would come looking for his forgiveness, seeking his grace. Christ would do these things as an example of what it is to live out the law. We hear the Ten Commandments or the Ten Words of God saying we should fear, love, and trust in God. But sometimes we forget that these words, fear, love, and trust, is not just merely feelings and thoughts, but actions. And these actions are the actions of agape love. Christ commands all the disciples that you should love one another as I have loved you. Christ commands Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. These are all actions of love. Now, I'm not trying to put down words and saying the words aren't important, but as we all heard this phrase, which is pretty cliche, actions speak louder than words. And in Christ's actions, it spoke louder than the words that he says. In the Gospel of John, when the Pharisees and the teachers of the law tried to falsify what Jesus was doing, in their attempt to try to persecute him or kill him, Jesus, in response, would say to them, if you don't believe in the things that I am doing or what I'm saying, at least believe in the things that I am doing so that you know I am from the Father. Actions speak louder than words. Christ, on that cross, his actions spoke louder than the words. On that cross, he loved the world. On that cross, he embraces the world. On that cross, he forgave the world. If that's not the universal language of agape love, then I don't know what else I can say. But what I must do. And we know that our Redeemer lives. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. We leave this symposium. We learn about theology. We learn about the biblical texts. We share the wisdom that God has given to us through His Holy Spirit. But when we leave this place here, we will be amongst people who do not know who Jesus is, people who don't know the biblical texts, some people who are illiterate and uneducated. But we can do one thing, is to communicate that universal language of agape love to people, loving them as Christ loved us. And it's not that it's simple. It's never simple. But it takes faith in Christ. And how we make this as a church to identify ourselves as Christians, as Lutherans, it's not about the language we speak or it's not about the way we dress, but it's the way we act in love towards one another. When people see us, people don't see Africans, they see Christians. They don't see Germans or Hmongs, they see Christians. And when we're out there in this world of ours, the only time people get to see Christ physically, it's in the body of Christ. That universal language of agape love is communicated, that people could see that this is the children of God. The light of the world reflects through us. As Jesus said, be salt and light. He didn't say, speak salt and light. Be salt and light. Be salt and light. And how we are going to be salt and light is how we communicate through the universal language of agape love. The one thing about Hmong is that we don't have words like grace. So whenever I try to teach grace in the church, I teach them and I say, grace is va chu za ge lu. That's in Hmong Do. But in Hmong Zhuo, va chu zu ge lu. Grace is the love of God. Love that He gives to us that we don't deserve, but He gives it to us anyways. And when I explain that to people, especially the Hmong, they don't understand it. But when I live it out, they understand it. So I pray that each and every single one of us, when we go out there, we meet different people who don't speak the same language, don't look like us. We can communicate one way to them, and that is through love, the universal language of agape love. Let us go in Christ, in His grace, knowing that we are forgiven, that we can go out there into the world and share the peace of our Lord in His holy name. Amen.